These are demons.
I did not.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. I don't know if you can just... I have to cover my whole mouth over the microphone because... We're in a bit of a downpour here. Look at this. I willed this on myself. I took a piss beforehand, before I came out here to record the potty. And then I was like, you know what? If I'm pissing, I want the whole world to be pissed on. And now the whole jungle is fucking absolutely... It's a fucking jungle tsunami. Oh my God, it's absolutely beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. The water is going down from the sky. I believe it's called rain. And it's pissing all over the place. It's splattering me right in my asshole. It's making me feel confused. I'm a confused young man. Well, young. Am I young? That's a tough one now. That's a tough one. Am I a young man? Anyway, it is it's 9 o'clock, coming to you live from Indonesia for the last few days. Welcome to the fucking show. Oh fuck, I don't know how long I can stay out here. It's getting me right in my penis. I'm getting splattered. Wow, fucking hell. God has a juicy vagina tonight. Or he's doing some pee play. But, anyway, I don't know what the fuck it said, G. What's going on in the news? What have I missed out on back in the West? Because I'm heading back there in a matter of weeks. I need gigs. Tell everyone I need gigs. Have you written a joke? No, but I made a lot of videos about monkeys. And you can take whatever racism out of that you like. I'm going to hit up a comedy club. I'll hit up some comedy clubs probably in the next few days. I'm just going to send a message going, hey, can I get a spot, please? Paid. I ain't doing your free shit anymore. I'll fucking kill you before I do free shit. Hey, do you like your business? What about went up in fucking flames? There we go. Anyway. No worries here. Look at that. I just love when the sky opens up and it just starts absolutely pissing rain. I feel like this is the sign I was looking for. Because what does rain mean? A cleansing? A new chapter? We're going to read into this more than what it is. The rainy season. We're gonna try and make it something to do with me. The narcissism here is outrageous. This has something to do with me. This is a prophecy. Poetic fallacy, I think they call it in literature. This big rain coming down right now, it's Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, all the lads are telling me I am the chosen one. I need to go back to Cork initially, do all the good gigs, call some people some bad names, then go to England, do all the good gigs, and then make over £4,000 or £5,000 in Edinburgh. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Oh, we're going to have a great year, ladies and gentlemen. I know that was an extended holiday period by me, but I wrote a joke today or yesterday. I wrote one. In the last 5 weeks, I wrote one joke. What was it again? Well, I'm not forgetting it. I don't think it was great. Hey, do you guys remember when your uncle teaches you how to pee standing up? Funny premise. You know when your uncle had to hold your penis because you kept them pissing all over the window and the shelves? Okay. And then there's something about being molested by a clown. That was a story in the news that someone got molested by a clown when they went to clown school in Paris. And some lady went to clown school in Paris and got molested by a clown. Alright, it's not funny, but it's funny, you know? It's funny because, you know, it's ridiculous. It's actually traumatic and horrifying, but it's... do you know what I mean? Fuck you. You think I came here for a fucking month to try and find God? You know what I mean? Some sort of fucking eight-armed fucking Indian whatever God. And all I found is just a worse level of apathy I didn't even know existed. Fucking hell. But we'll wrap it up in a disguise and we'll call it stand-up comedy. How about that? Thank you. Canned laughter, you know what that is? That's dead people. These people are dead years. These laughs, laughter from dead folks. Because it could be morbid, you know what I mean? Sinister and morbid, that's what I'm going for. That's what makes my penis semi-hard. Oh, welcome to 1999, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing some 90s fucking radio. Remember the New Radicals? Yeah? They had one song and then they all killed themselves. It was a good hit though. I should be on late night radio somewhere talking people out of suicide, you know what I mean? There's little lights in the forest. By God, what is that? Maybe this is when I'm going to get my revelation towards the last few days of this. This was not a party trip, by the way. I mean, I had two beers tonight. I think you'd hear it in my voice, to be honest. But in general, this was like a fucking, what did I call it? You know when you go to Lourdes? A fucking journey. I don't know. I'm on a journey, ladies and gentlemen. I've done fucking, I'm yogurt out of my fucking anus. You should see the way I can bend. Like a fucking gay porn star. Which would only be useful in prison to get cigarettes. But that's where we're at. And I thought at some point I was going to talk to someone upstairs. And I've had notions. By God, I've had notions. But I think sometimes I think the notions is just a guy that lives in my head. And he seems psychotic, you know. Anyway, I've been filming bits and pieces and clips all around the town. You know, it's a really pretty town. You know, with the all the pagodas and the statues and the incense and the street dogs, you know. Maybe I might make a little documentary about here. Be here now, you know what I mean? Ramdas. Give it to me now. Anyway, I don't know how long more I can stay out here in the rain. I know these are short and shit, but it's just, listen, it's fucking absolutely building up. Oh my God, I hope God's angry at me. Teach me a lesson, you big bastard, yeah? Go on, show me a reel. Strike me down right now. That'd be sick, wouldn't it? If I got struck down right now with thunder, just exploded. Just hot boiled beef just splattered from wall to wall. And then my missus is going to have to wonder what was our anniversary yesterday. And it'd be funny if today she just found me and I was just hot spaghetti all over the window. Oh, well, I think it's funny anyway. Thank you, dead people. Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't know. Any movie recommendations? WhatsApp me, Facebook message me, Instagram me, email me, fuck it. MrKKFF@gmail.com. Email me with prompts, ideas, anything. Fucking anything. I'm going to Taipei next. Which is not in China. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Taiwan, apparently. Well, we're there for like 3 or 4 days. It doesn't seem like my kind of style at all, you know what I mean? Because of my racism. Joking. Here we go. No, because it's not. I like this. I like Southeast Asia. I don't like Asia. I'm not in a racist way. I'm just like, I just don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? About your fucking massive cities and your smog and shit. What I like is jungle and really, really, really cheap noodles. You know what I mean? But, and then we go to Sacramento for a week. And then guess what after that? We go to Cork. And guess what we need there? A fucking job. Give me a fucking job. Give me a job. Do you have an employer? Send them this podcast. Right now. No context. Just go, this guy needs a fucking job. And if I don't get occupied with a job, I'll sell, I don't even know where to get drugs to sell them, you know what I mean? And I'm just not the kind of person who will steal. I just don't know what to do. I need to earn some money when I'm back in Cork anyway. So I'm going to, gigs, there we go. Get me some fucking gigs, you dogs. Or I'll fucking kill Jesus. I'm Jesus. That's a hint. Take it away, New Radicals. Get me a fucking job. Unless crypto just pays off big time. I've invested in Bitcoin. Don't laugh at me. Alright folks, that's all for me. Have an absolutely wonderful rest of your day, evening, night. God bless.